Richard Haass is president of the Council on Foreign Relations and a former colleague of Secretary of State Powell's. He was Secretary Powell's director of policy planning during the first half of the Bush administration and joins us now from New York. Welcome to the program, Ambassador Haass.
Thank you.
I wonder, do you think, by the way, that his second term as Secretary of State was Colin Powell's for the asking, or was all that difficulty and frustration that we've heard about from Michelle Kellerman just now mutual?
The Secretary of State used the phrase mutual, and every indication I've had, Robert, is just the same. These things have cycles, and it's not surprising to me that one term would be enough for any individual, and secondly, that in a second term, the president might decide that he wanted to have somebody else.
Given the prestige that he did bring to the cabinet, and how often he did seem to be a minority voice, can we describe Secretary Powell as having been a successful Secretary of State?
Well, at the end of the day, there's only one foreign policy of any administration, and it's the president's, and it reflects the balance of advice the president receives and what he advises. I think in the case of Secretary Powell, I think he was an important moderating influence, and I believe there are a number of successes to point to that he was instrumental in. The facts say that U.S. relations with China are better than they've ever been, which constitutes, say, a remarkable improvement from where they were after the initial few months of the administration, or the fact that India and Pakistan have taken several important steps away from the brink, or the fact that as difficult as U.S. Diplomacy was in the run-up to the Iraq War, it was largely because of Secretary Powell that the U.N. was so central and that the United States was able to get a 15-0 vote in the Security Council with tremendous support for the standards that Iraq was meant to meet.
You've been quoted, speaking of the run-up to war in Iraq, you were quoted as saying of the discussion as to whether to go to war against Iraq, the president made a decision in the summer of 2002. We all saluted at that point. That's the way it works. It was February of 2003 that Colin Powell went before the Security Council. Was he just being a good soldier during that time? Had he had to concede the argument months before that and make it look as though there still was some discussion?
I wouldn't put it quite that way. It was clearly the president's policy. It was clearly the president's preference, and the fact that the United States ended up where it did reflected where the president was. What the secretary was key in, I thought, was in making sure that the approach was quite multilateral. The fact that there was, again, Resolution 1441 was no mean achievement. And even in his presentation at the UN, which you noted before, in February of 2003, yes, it turned out subsequently that several pieces of it were not the case. But all I can say as someone who was associated with the preparation of it was, first of all, there was zero intent whatsoever to mislead. And even more than that, I think it's because of the secretary and others that quite a few bits of information never made it to the UN that day.
Given, as we heard from Secretary Powell, his aversion to shuttle diplomacy, do you think he regrets not having the opportunity to become more deeply involved in Israeli-Palestinian negotiations, which he's going to do now, I gather, and take up some of his time doing that, or might he want to do that further?
I don't detect any regret, in large part because there wasn't that much of an opening or that much to work with diplomatically. Indeed, it may have taken Yasser Arafat's passing from the scene to create some larger openings, and also now you have the position of Prime Minister Sharon of Israel on the table, the so-called unilateral disengagement plan from Gaza. So I actually think this will give whoever is the next Secretary of State some things to work with. But again, he or she, who's ever in that job, will only be as effective as the president wants him or her to be and as united as the administration proves to be. The Secretary of State cannot be a successful independent actor.
When you look ahead, do you think that the institution of the State Department will likely keep positions similar to those of Secretary Powell's expressed in the cabinet's advocacy of mediation and multilateralism or the United Nations? Or might the personal outlook of the next secretary outweigh institutional interests at the state?
It's a good question, and obviously whoever is going to fill the chair will bring his or her biases to it. But that said, at the end of the day, the Secretary of State's principal tool is the tool of diplomacy. The Secretary of State is the principal connection between the United States and 190 other governments around the world. So I think it's somewhat inevitable that just as the Secretary of Defense tends to think most about the use of military tools, the head of the CIA obviously thinks most about intelligence tools, I think it's close to inevitable that whoever is Secretary of State will essentially emphasize the importance of diplomatic tools, again, not for the purpose of simply using them, but as simply the preferred instrument of the United States in many instances.
Richard Haass, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Richard Haass is president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He spoke to us from New York.